The Boise River starts as melting snow in the Sawtooth Mountains. It twists and turns through 102 miles of forest, deep canyons, open range, and urban areas to the Snake River. Along the way, every drop of water serves a purpose.
How we use the water here has strong implications all the way down to the mouth of the Columbia.
That's Greg Clark. He's an associate director at the U.S. Geological Survey based in Boise, Idaho. He explains that water found in eastern Washington and Oregon comes from many places, including Idaho's central mountains. River gauges were installed near the turn of the last century to keep track of all that water making its way to the ocean.
The irrigators depend on it. We have tribal people that depend on it. The anadromous fish depend on it. Hydropower is highly dependent on the flows from this system.
Today, there are 688 river gauges in use in the Northwest.
You can see how much the water surface is fluctuating.
The Twin Springs gauge stands like a sentinel on the bank of the Boise River's middle fork. This 10-foot-tall corrugated metal silo has measured a century's worth of brawling runoff in springtime and icy winter flows. A tube extends down the bank and into the river. It's gathering data on temperature, flow, water level, and pollutants. Greg Clark opens its door. Inside is a shelf with two boxes. One collects and calculates data fed from the tubing. The other transmits that information to overhead satellites.
But this is one of the oldest ones that we've got, and it stood the test of time, and the information that it's providing us today is just invaluable. And I've seen this information published in numerous journals, information from this particular site.
On this day, Clark and Dave Evitz, who oversees Idaho's river gauges, drove to the remote site in a modern hybrid SUV. It's accessible by a single dirt road. But it wasn't always this easy. When it was first constructed, USGS employees had to brave the elements on horseback or in the earliest of automobiles. Here's Dave Evitz.
I've actually seen pictures of them sitting beside their Model T with bandoliers and pistols on their hip. So it was a very different environment, but even back then they realized how important it was to keep track of this resource. So.
Originally, stream gauges were established in the West to determine the potential for irrigation systems vital to the economic development of this arid region. The Twin Springs River Gauge was built to establish stream flow information prior to the construction of the Arrow Rock Dam several miles downriver. Tim Merrick with the USGS is standing in front of the river gauge. He explains it may not look like much to someone driving by, but the information has been in demand, especially since 2003. That's when satellite and internet technology combined to allow people to access the data online.
So stream flow information from a gauge like this one behind me is used by everyone from the average citizen who wants to come out here on a weekend and go fishing or rafting, to agencies like the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Bureau of Reclamation, who manage the reservoir system here on the Boise River for flood control and for irrigation.
That information helps meteorologists like Doug Iverson, who forecasts the weather at KPVI-TV in Pocatello, Idaho. He uses the gauge's information to let his audience know when the river levels get close to flood stage.
So it's my job, again, get that information to them as quickly as possible so the public can make a judgment on what they need to do to protect themselves.
In recent years, the Northwest's river gauges have taken on an additional role. They're being used to help measure the rate of climate change. Scientists can now see the rate of temperature change over multiple years. Greg Clark is with the USGS.
We've seen a shift in the pattern of the annual runoff, and I think that's what's really interesting. This is a sentinel site that's showing some things that we might not see in other places or we might not see with a very short period of record. But we can see that since the 60s and 70s that the water is coming off earlier. It's melting in the mountains quicker.
River gauges are telling hydrologists that spring runoff is beginning 3 weeks earlier than it did four decades ago. That brings serious consequences for the water users and managers downstream. It drives decisions by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to spill more water earlier in the year. It means less water for farmers by midsummer, and it means migrating fish have to delay their annual trip back to their native rivers and streams. A few months ago, Congress considered ending funding for some river gauges. In the end, it decided to keep all of them operating. Clark says he'd like to think the century-old Twin Springs River Gauge will be doing its job on the Boise River for the next 100 years. In Boise, I'm Aaron Coons.